Right, there you have it. Half past, like I said, and we have Mark in studio to talk bits and bytes.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Right, welcome, Mark.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for standing in again.
But you know what? The thing is, I can't do anything that comes to technology justice completely, so...
I don't think so.
Thumb sucking. Right, so Mark, what exactly is happening?
Well, I think you mentioned it, but WhatsApp has changed their privacy policy. And I think most of us have seen it. You have to accept it to continue, otherwise you can't use it. So what they're doing is they're going to share the phone number with Facebook.
Oh my.
And most people are going, okay, so whatever. But the reality is that it will also share a lot of your contacts and try to get ad information. And if you don't like that, luckily there's a way to change it.
Tell us,
please. Go to your WhatsApp settings and into, I think it's around about privacy, you can go and uncheck a setting that says, do not share my phone number with Facebook.
Okie dokes. Yes. And you did say off air that you have to do this within the next, when is
30 days.
30 days. Yes. Otherwise, it's tickets for
and
you.
And once you've unchecked it, you can't check it again. It's
like, oh, that's
the next
great,
30
though.
Days. You go, I agree. Yes. So on the topic of Facebook, well, you know, don't believe anything you see trending on Facebook. Recently, Facebook made a story trending, and because they've got a feature where they say it's a trending story, which was actually a fake story, saying it looks like it was Megyn Kelly from Fox News being fired because she supports Hillary Clinton.
But that's not the first time I see that happening on Facebook, and it's like shocking stories, like celeb stories, and so you go into it and you want to read it because you're like, this cannot be, and then you find out that it's not real.
So that's the clickbait concept where they put the topic. It's like this, and she saw this, and you won't believe what happened next.
Yes, and then boom, bam, you're in there.
Exactly.
But
so,
how exactly, if I may ask, because I'm assuming that when you've clicked on a story, like it becomes a trending topic when it's shared for however many times, right? So
they talk about shared and similar stories. So they mentioned, sorry about that, we'll make it better. But it's all about the algorithm of the way the computer works and figures out what to make trending. And it's not as good as we think it is. And I guess people are good at figuring out how to make something trending as well.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's the clickbait concept.
Are we gullible or are they smart?
Exactly. So F&B is tomorrow launching their own cell phones.
I'm struggling to wrap my head around this.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've spoken about the pros and cons, but give us more.
So the idea is that, well, if you don't have your cell phone if you can't buy a cell phone that's cheap enough to use their device, their apps, you can actually then get it from them. So they're bringing out this called the Conexus A1 and X1.
Yeah.
And it comes at a very good price. I think the idea, as we spoke off air, was that they want you to use their apps.
Yeah.
So you don't pay for uses of the apps on the device. And it's part of their F&B Connect package where you can get internet and 3G data. And as we know, for a long time, you can actually get tablets and other cell phones via their mechanism.
Do you think this is going to plummet them to a whole new level of banking and leave everyone else lingering behind?
I think there's this move away from just being a bank. And it might be just be a bank and a cell phone and mobile provider. And you can see banks are actually spreading because you've got SnapScan and do you still need to use your credit card?
Yes,
so the market is changing, and this is one way where F&B is trying to push the envelope on this.
Interesting. Yes. It's going to be fun to see what happens in the next couple of months just with regard to that.
Have you played Pokemon Go?
I haven't, but I've been trying to get someone on my show to come and explain to me what the hype is around this.
Maybe you should get us to invite you and then we'll do play Pokemon Go.
I try think
to see
so.
There's a Pokemon
in
your studio. Yes. But basically the idea is that you catch monsters or you catch Pokemon using augmented reality. So what someone has done is they've started a Facebook group and they're doing something similar with books.
How much must you love reading though?
Yeah, I don't even know. But obviously you can see the people that are there, the 50,000 odd Facebook group users, they
love
obviously
reading.
Love and they probably obviously work in libraries and they've got a lot of books.
Yeah.
And the idea is to actually hide the books all over the place and they post sort of, you know, little sort of clues of where it is. So it's a different part of it. Maybe I think more people will like
But there's a market
Pokemon Go.
For it, clearly.
Yes.
So it's not like it's something that's just you know, exactly. therefore, yes. But Mark, thank you so, so much. You definitely gave us more than I could.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.